Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We have Sesame Street live tickets that we're going to give away right now. The phone number is 207-807-1104. And since it's family fun entertainment, let's do something family themed. It is Siblings Day today.
Shout out to the siblings.
Yeah, so give your siblings a call or stop by and see them and reminisce over the good times you had growing up. Maybe the bad times you had growing up. Maybe the shared trauma you have from growing up. But it's Siblings Day. 207-807-1104 is the number. And for Sesame Street live tickets, we're going to give you a 4-pack so you can take the whole family out there. Perfect for the kiddos. 207-807-1104. We want to know what?
Tell us a funny story about one of your siblings.
Okay. 207-807-1104. You start first.
In recent events, there was an earthquake, a crazy earthquake in New York City where one of my sisters lives in the city, in the Big Apple.
Where everybody felt the earthquake.
Where everybody felt it and was talking about it. And naturally, just like my sister would, she slept through the whole thing, didn't feel or hear or notice a thing, woke up and checked her phone and was like, what? And that is just so my sister.
You called it because I said, oh my God, there was a big earthquake in like New York, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And you said, I bet you my sister slept through that. Let me text her.
I just knew. That's so her.
It wasn't at like 7 a.m. either. What time did the earthquake hit? I want to say
like we found out around like 10:30, 11.
NY earthquake.
Like 10 in the morning.
2024 time. Let's see. What time did it hit? Magnitude 10:23 a.m.
Yeah. She's sleeping. She works really hard. She is very active and she waitresses really late nights. So she's allowed to sleep in.
It makes sense. She's on a different shift.
She sleeps so hard. Like she wouldn't wake up if a fire alarm was going off. Tell us a funny story about one of your siblings.
I have no siblings.
Womp womp.
But I do have two cousins that I grew up with that were like my brothers, consider them my brothers, call their kids like, you know, my nephew and niece and
that's sweet.
All of that. So I'm going to count them as my siblings for this topic. And they are like 3 and 6 years older than me, but they were on the same Little League team. Whereas maybe like 3 and 5 years older than me, but they were on the same Little League team.
You couldn't be on the same Little League team with that big of an age gap?
Yeah, there's like a 3-year swing. So like one of them can be your first season. And then I want to say it's like 10 to 12 maybe or something like that for Little League. But they were on the same team. One was a pitcher, one was a catcher. And I remember being a little kid going to the game and they got in a fight with each other in the middle of the game. And I'll never forget it. They were yelling at each other. One's on the mound, one's the catcher, and going back and forth and made a complete scene at the ballpark. If they were 10, I was probably like 6, 7 at the time. And that just always sticks out to me. The fact that they had to put the brothers on the same team because, you know, it makes for easier trips for the parents. So they're not.
Oh, smart thinking.
You know what I mean? Like they don't. Usually in the Little League, they don't split up the siblings. So you're not going to two different practices.
Sometimes they need to.
They probably needed to for them. The other story that I was going to tell was much later when I was in college and my older cousin was in law school. I went and visited him and we got in a fight over video games. And I gave him a titty twister.
Oh, my God.
Remember those?
Yeah.
And then he went to the bathroom and grabbed his hair clippers and he came at me and he shaved a bald spot on the back of my head.
Okay, talk about taking it way too far. There's always that one person.
I know. And now he's an FBI agent.
Do not mess with that man.
Unhinged.
I don't want to be on his bad side.
No. He got things under control. Trust me, I was pretty annoying at that time.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but Bial and I were doing a Mariners remote a couple months ago, and we watched what I'm going to assume are two siblings, two boys, a fight break out over a Joe Bornstein hat. And we were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
We got another one. We can give you.
I was like, all right, boys, please stop. Like, they were punching and kicking and twisting around, ripping the shirt, like pulling the collar. Oh, and one kid had the hat on his head and the other kid would yank it off. And they were literally like red in the face fighting over it. And it was actually kind of scary. Oh, they were maybe 9 years old. I was like, where are your parents?
You gotta love the competitiveness. There was a point in time where I became better than my older cousin at basketball.
You love to see it.
And he, I don't think, could mentally take it. So we would battle it out at the YMCA while I would say middle brother, like my younger cousin, he's still older than me, would sit there and like mediate our fights. So we'd be at the Greendale YMCA in Worcester, Mass, like battling it out, playing one-on-one. And it like ended in bloodshed sometimes. Like he split my lip open once.
That is too much.
Go crazy. And it got to the point where his younger brother, my cousin, would have to mediate and stepped in and was like, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to work out at the Y and then we're going home. There's not going to be any one-on-one basketball today.
No more.
Just one game. And he's like, no, I'm not doing it. Somebody's going to end up in tears and we're not. It's not happening.
Is he still the peacemaker?
I wouldn't even consider him the peacemaker. I think just at some point he's fed up. He's like, I'm not sitting on the sidelines because he never got to play. It was just me and...
It's like, you're done.
Yeah, because he would beat me every time. But it was actually competitive between me and my older one. So, yeah, he was like, I don't want to waste my time. I'm not sitting on the sidelines while you guys fight each other.
I don't blame him.
Kayla and Lewiston, tell us a funny story about one of your siblings.
I was having my son. He's 11 now. I was having my middle son, and I invited my teenage sister to come to my birth, like to my C-section. And I was like, you know, I've always let mom or dad come, so like this is a big deal. Like, you've got to take the pictures for me because obviously, like, having surgery, I can't take my own pictures or record it or anything. And so she's recording on my phone, and she passed out during my C-section. I have it on video. All of a sudden, you just see, like, the camera. They're, like, starting to cut me open. And then all of a sudden, it slowly goes to the wall and goes up. And you hear the doctors, can we get a wheelchair, please?
Wait, that's so funny.
And I'm like, can somebody just hand me my own phone, please? At this point, I'll just record my own C-section. Like, what a drama.
Yeah, you're
scene.
Like, I'll do it.
Not wow.
Such main character energy. So that's like the funny family story. Like I tell my 10-year-old now, and he's like, Auntie, remember that time you passed out? And we're like, how did you work?
Yeah,
even
right.
There.
That's his first memory.
His literal first memory. Yeah. He was born on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, that's what you remember. Not that you're a Valentine's Day baby, but that your aunt passed out and then your mom had to record her own C-section.
I love that story.
I'm glad that was what the question was this morning, actually, because we haven't talked about it in a couple months. So it was fun to bring
it back.
She's probably going to hear this.
Yeah, it's siblings day, so you guys should reminisce today.
Yes, that sounds good.
So how old is your kid now? You said 11?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not the one that's obsessed with Sesame Street. I have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old that literally love Rosita and Elmo more than me. So they're who I've been trying for all week.
Okay. Well, we're going to make it happen for you today. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets. You guys are going.
Stop
Congrats.
It. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm at work, so I'm trying to be quiet.
Well, you're very welcome. You're in there next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, the 16th.
You're going to have to break bedtime.
16th. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Congrats.
I'll have to bring the 10-year-old along, too, just because it's his story. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Well, you got 4 tickets, so you got to bring a whole crew.
Yes, exciting. Thank you.
Take pictures of Big Bird and everybody out there and tag us in that.
I will. 100%. Thank you.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
The Maine DOT estimates around 15,000 vehicles drove in from out of state to witness the solar eclipse. Sugarloaf usually draws between 6,000 to 7,000 skiers. The eclipse brought in around 10,000. Rangeley is reporting first estimates of roughly 20,000 visitors. The greater Greenville area is estimating 30,000. At Greenville Municipal Airport, the town sold an unprecedented $11,000 worth of jet fuel in one day.
That is so cool.
Rich people were flying in, destroying the
atmosphere
to see the solar eclipse. But it's kind of ironic that was happening, huh?
Right? But boosting the Maine economy, love to see it.
Gotta have a whiteboard and write the pros and cons.
I saw someone say on our Facebook that it took them 3 hours to get to Holton, and then the drive back took like 7 hours or something ridiculous because everyone was trying to go back home.
Oh, yeah. I was reading like one of the worst delays was like a 4-hour delay from like Jackman to somewhere else. Just around all of those areas, it was absolutely packed. For us, on the other hand, heading down to Nicki Minaj, I have never had a smoother drive into Boston than I had on Monday. It's because I think everybody was doing the work from home thing because of the eclipse. So I don't think that people were in the Boston offices. And also, I have no idea. Maybe they were staying up here. They were coming in the other direction. But we literally did not hit a stitch of traffic heading in.
It was kind of spooky. It was starting to freak me out. I was like, where is everybody? Like, does everyone know something that we don't know? Are we supposed to be hunkering down right now? What's happening?
What is that? Route 1 with Sonic on it? Like, usually that's so
jammed.
Nothing. Then you hit the bridges headed in by the TD Garden. Nothing. Moved right into the parking spot. Nothing.
The traffic report even came on and said, for the first time ever, there is no traffic. And it was, what, 5 o'clock, 5:30?
Yeah, shouts to Pup Dog. We were listening to him on Jammin'. And as we're in the car talking
exclaiming about it,
no traffic, she literally came on and said, yeah, no traffic. First time ever. Keep it moving. So bizarre. Crazy. In the cities or towns that had, or that were in the path of totality,
there was lots of traffic.
Maine's major hospitals reported seeing no patients in emergency rooms with eye pain or damage from looking at the sun after Monday's eclipse. They made a big deal about this, and not one person stared a little too hard into the sun without their glasses on. Everybody behaved themselves and took proper care. That's good to see. Maine Google searches for eye damage did spike post-eclipse, though.
Well, I don't know if that necessarily means that they looked directly into the sun, but I bet they were out there with their glasses saying, now what would happen if I did?
I looked directly at it without my glasses.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you seeing spots?
I always see spots, though, because I stare at a screen 20 out of 24 hours in a day.
So. You should be wearing your glasses.
I know. I have them in my bag, and every time I think about it, I'm like, I got to put the blue blockers on.
They're not protecting anything, just sitting in your bag.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day. I'm starting everything tomorrow. The deadline to file Maine state taxes in 8 counties impacted by January storms now matches the federal tax extension deadline of July 15th.
Oh.
So if filing paper returns affected taxpayers in Cumberland, Hancock, Knox, Lincoln, Sagadahoc, Waldo, Washington, and York counties should write Maine flooding across the top of their return. I guess you don't need to do that if it is automatic. You can just fill it in there. But if you're still filling it out, the paper returns, write Maine flooding, and you have until July 15th.
When's tax day?
April 15th, usually. And it depends on, like, it sometimes shifts a bit.
Oh, my God. I got to do that this weekend.
Which is next week. RSU 21, Kenny Bunk is hoping higher wages will attract more potential bus drivers. To be fully staffed, the district needs 33 drivers. They're currently looking to fill 12 positions. It's like a third of the workforce right there. Pay is going to range from $24.97 to $30.59 an hour. You can be getting more than $30 an hour to drive a bus. Plus, if you work more than 25 hours, you get full benefits. So if that's something that you're interested in, looking for a career change, you could be a Kenny Bunk bus driver.
Something I realized growing up, going to public school, riding the bus for a long time. I was late to get my license, so I was on the bus longer than most kids. I think I may have had a cool bus because my bus driver would play the radio. There was always music and he would put it on a station that we liked as kids. Like, we'd get to vote for which one we wanted. The music was always bumping. And then I'd go to my friend's house after school and I'd get on her bus and it'd be silent. Same thing. I'd go to other friends' houses after school. Silent bus ride home. What the heck is up with that?
Well, your bus driver figured it out. Give the kids what they want.
And yeah, I think so.
They don't like hit them with spitballs.
No, but riding the bus was actually so fun. Anywho.
Maine Celtics, they won their game 1 of the G League Finals last night in Portland. They're one win away from a franchise first G League championship. Game 2 is going to be Thursday night in Oklahoma City. And then if necessary, they'll come back at the Expo for game 3 on Monday. But if they win on Thursday, it's a wrap. They're the G League champions. Congratulations to the Maine Celtics. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm very excited because they had a pretty dominant game last night. I watched it on TV. Morris' parents were there. I was like, where are you at? And they said, they're under the Oakhurst sign. So then I spotted them. I said, stop picking your nose. I can see you on TV. But I was texting her mom and I could see her mom reading my text.
That's so funny.
While they were at the game, which was hilarious. Is it wrong? I shouldn't even say this.
Why?
It's blasphemous. No. I can't be greedy. I want a championship for the Maine Celtics. But is it wrong that part of me hopes they lose the next game?
Why would you want that?
So that they come back and they win it on the home court. Like, think about how crazy the crowd's going to be. They win the championship at the Portland Expo
as opposed to
being on the road. That's going to be so much more rowdy, so much more fun. I'm definitely going to that game if there's a game 3. I'm not going to make it down to Oklahoma City because it's one of the worst cities in the entire country.
I've never been.
I have.
I wouldn't know.
It sucks.
Why do you feel that way?
Oh, it was awful. We drove across the country and it was my least favorite stop.
For what reason?
People there are terrible, miserable human beings. Absolutely awful. The worst people in the world. Live in Oklahoma City. Yeah. Let's say, like, if we did a topic, what's your least favorite city? Oklahoma City.
Okay, but give me an example of something that was said or done to you.
People were just very, like, we went out to the, like the bars and stuff when we drove across the country. My senior year of college, I was doing an internship in LA. So we started in Massachusetts and took like 10 days to get across the country. And one of our stops was Oklahoma City. We just went out to the bars and people were like so rude and they were just like the worst humans. I get a cigarette thrown at me by some girl that I wasn't even talking to. Like I might've bumped into her and then she threw a cigarette and I went and I had split up from my friends. I'm like, let's get out of here. I just got a cigarette thrown at me. And this place was supposed to be like a bougie spot. And he's like, yeah, some girl just threw a cigarette at me. And I said, no, that's my story. Some girl threw a cigarette at me.
She was just throwing cigarettes at everybody?
No, it was a different girl. People are just throwing cigarettes everywhere in Oklahoma City. I don't even know. First of all, why are you smoking? I can't even remember the last time I was at a place where you could smoke and they were all smoking cigarettes. And this was like their high-end lounge.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. And then we went to a couple other places, and I felt so bad. One of my friend's distant aunts, like I don't think it was a direct aunt, like it was a sister. I don't even know how the relation was there, but we were couch surfing everywhere across the country to save money. We stayed at her place, and she researched all of the places for us to go and was like very sweet older lady, right? And so we get back, and she was like, how was it? And this is like very late at night. And my friend that was her family member, that's the reason why we were staying there, was like, it sucked. People out here are terrible. I'm like, just lie to her, man, and say it was good.
She's like, what?
She's like, oh my God, should I call? And we're like, no. I'm like, why would you say that to her? She just said it was good. Thank you for everything.
Did you guys look like Guidos or City Boys or something? Like,
I don't
know.
Was
your vibe, like, were you wearing streetwear? Like, because I just looked it up and it says it's known for its cowboy culture. Like, were these country girls throwing their, flicking their cigarettes at you?
Maybe they thought we were these Yankees from up north.
Yeah.
That could have been it. I hope we crush Oklahoma City Blue in the next game. Actually, I just said I want them to lose.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
I just want to win a G League championship. Let's go. That is 5 Things You Need to Know Made How to Made by the Law Offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. We don't have a big listening population down in Oklahoma City. They're not streaming us down there.
Because of you. Those girls were like, do not stream this station.
Hot Radio Maine? Oh my God. They hate our people up there. Hot Radio Maine, hello?
If the basketball team loses and it comes back on Monday and we win, Mainers are going to go crazy and burn down the damn stadium, are they?
Hopefully just a parade.
Well, they need a new one anyways. That thing's like 100 years old, so it's go out with a bang.
Win a championship, you know what I mean? I hope we don't put that face on TV, man, or Maine.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if the Maine Celtics win, do they do a parade for them? Like, do they get the duck boats in Maine for them?
Why not?
I think they will, yeah.
Yeah? That'd be pretty cool. I think they should do it.
But I think you should say, now look, people, if we lose and the game comes back to Maine, we need to say this on the air. If we win, we want to celebrate, not create havoc.
So you're really worried about them going, these Maine Celtics fans going crazy.
All I know is from past experiences from being in big cities where championships happen. Next thing you know, they're calling out the state department or somebody.
Smashing windshields.
I got to be honest. I'm definitely going to climb a light pole if the Maine Celtics win the G League championship.
That is illegal.
The cops are going to have to climb up and get me. They're going to have to come and get me.
You're going to be on the news, man. Ryan,
I'm doing it for promotion for the station. I'll have a Hot Radio Maine sweatshirt on.
Surely, I hope they win. I hope they win in Oklahoma, and that way they just come back to the parade, and not all the hoopla is going to happen if they have to come back here and win.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. All right, well, we'll see what happens on Thursday.
All right, my friend.
I'm not too worried about it. I'm excited to see them win it at home. So if they lose this next game, it's okay with me. Love to be at the game when they actually win it. And I think Maine Celtics fans are respectful. They're not going to burn down the city.
I hope so. Or maybe they'll be really excited to burn down the city. They're like, finally, we can burn down our city.
Fire! No, they're not going to do that. It's family fun entertainment over there at the expo, all right? Hot Radio Maine, hello.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. What's your name? Where you from?
I'm Max. I'm from Wyndham. I was listening to that last dude call y'all about the Maine Celtics winning.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have no problem with that up here, dude.
I agree with you. I don't think there's going to be that issue.
Yeah, I don't know what city he's from, but all of Maine ain't got but just a little bit over 1 million people in it. And all them together couldn't make a good ruckus.
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. I will say it'll be exciting if they win it at home, but I don't think we have to worry about public property being damaged.
No, not in Portland. You don't ain't too much to damage, eh? Yeah.
Where are you from originally? You sound like you got an accent.
I'm from Martinsville, Virginia, where they run the little NASCAR race.
Oh.
I bit you the NASCAR races get a rowdier than the main Celtics games.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cops all the time hauling off people fighting.
All right, well, yeah, we agree with you. Thanks for calling in, but we agree. We don't think anyone's going to have any issues.
I appreciate it, but y'all have a good one.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
During a recent episode of the Rory and Mal podcast, Mal revealed that he asked Drake if he would be at Dreamville Fest and got an unsure answer. Champagne Poppy wasn't sure if he would show up or if they would even want to perform First Person Shooter together. Obviously, it didn't happen. And given that Cole apologized to Kendrick Lamar during the festival, it's not shocking that Drake was unsure if he wanted to be on stage with him.
So what do you think is happening here? You think J. Cole is texting Drake like, actually, I made a mistake and I don't want to be dramatic anymore. And Drake's like, no, please. I do want to be dramatic.
I wonder if he communicated with Drake that he was going to apologize.
I don't know.
Because that would have been awkward if he did show up. They do First Person Shooter and then he comes out and says the apology and Drake's on stage with him while he's doing the apology. Because I don't think Drake has that same kind of energy.
I almost feel like he did tell him and that's why he didn't come, because he's annoyed. He wanted to stir some things up.
Now Drake is mad at J. Cole, and I don't think Kendrick is probably happy still with J. Cole. He said some mean things even though he apologized. Now J. Cole has no friends.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Speaking of the Kendrick Lamar diss, he just nabbed his longest running number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 with Like That. It surpassed guest appearance on Taylor Swift's Bad Blood and his lead single from Damn Humble. So Like That, doing better than both of those. Rumor has it that there's a possibility of another Kendrick feature on the future of Metro Boomin. We Still Don't Trust You album, which is dropping this Friday.
It's always so crazy to hear those numbers because you think of when Damn came out and like every song was a hit, and it's crazy that Humble did not chart as long as it did in my house. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it'd be interesting. And I don't have the stats. I don't know what was
with Taylor Swift.
I don't know what it was competing with around then.
I know. I'm so curious. I'll have to look it up.
Same thing with Bad Blood. Like, was it another Taylor Swift song that just knocked Bad Blood out? I don't know. I don't know what Bad Blood was competing with. I think a lot of the times it's not necessarily how big the hit is. It's just depending on how what's the competition around that period of time? Like, is there a lot to work with? Right now, there's not much. In a new cover story with Interview Magazine, Rihanna got candid about being a mom, her relationship with ASAP Rocky, raising their two kids, RZA and Riot, and that new music we've been waiting for. For kids, she wants to have as many as God wants me to have. I don't know what God wants, but I would go for more than two. I would try for my girl, but of course, if it's another boy, it's another boy. So it looks like more children, they're going to grow their squad over there. And another topic she touched on was ASAP Rocky being stylish. She said, I'd be feeling bummy as ish next to this man. I feel like, goddamn, I look like his assistant.
What?
I'm getting on a plane. We should be in sweats. He wants to be in a full Bottega suit. I'm like, why you got to do that to me? I mean, you should be on sweats if you're headed on a plane. Rihanna's got the right idea. There's no need to be dressed up.
Yeah,
for
but
that.
They're obviously flying private.
Yeah, so they don't have to go through the security protocol that we have to. I think they still have to. They have to go through some sort of security protocol. They just don't have to wait in our lines.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like when I travel and I'm going to be in the airport for like half a day, I want to be as comfortable as possible. I want to be in a big hoodie, leggings, Crocs. But if you're flying private, you're going to get there in 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's like hopping in a car.
So you could be fully dressed for the day and it doesn't really make a difference.
And on that new music, Rihanna says she has visual ideas, but not the songs for them yet. She feels like she's working she's doing things backwards with this. Usually she comes up with the songs and then they do the visuals, but this time she's got the visuals down in her mind. It's just the songs that we need, Rihanna. Give us the songs.
We are going to need those songs.
We're going to need them immediately. Listen, we let you have two kids. I know you want more, but we want more music. It's only fair. We've been patient. She owes us nothing. But
well, she did give us new music and we were ungrateful.
It's not the new music we wanted. Kanye White. Sorry, I'm still recovering from our Nicki Minaj trip. I went home yesterday at a meeting and then I got home by like 5 and Lana was on the ground. So I lied down to give her a little pet right next to her. And I woke up like 3 hours later and she was still lying there next to me and I was on the ground. And then Maura came home from work at like 8-ish. She's like, what
are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm like,
actually,
I don't know. I do not know what you're
I don't know what happened the last 3 hours of my life, but I'm still recovering from Nicki Minaj.
I always think that's so sweet when if you lay down with an animal, they stay there. Like, they won't get up until you do.
I think it was just because of how I was lying. Like, I had a she was trapped in between me and the coffee table. And
oh.
So she's like, well, this is my life until he moves. Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori, she's got a habit of wearing minimal clothing, right? While in public, Dave Chappelle was allegedly a witness to the nearly nude Bianca at a recent dinner. A Reddit user is relaying this information.
Oh, so it's so trustworthy.
Well, yeah, that's the disclaimer. So Chappelle was doing a stand-up show, and apparently Dave retold the story of going out with Ye and Bianca, and the Reddit poster recalled, Dave said it looked like she woke up, put some makeup on, slapped some duct tape on her titties, and shoved a cork up her and walked out the door, was the joke.
That's so much more graphic than I thought it was going to be.
And he said he just felt so uncomfortable at dinner. A recording of this bit hasn't surfaced, so we don't know if it's actually true. Chappelle doesn't allow audiences to film his shows, so it was
That's why he doesn't want Kanye to find out.
It was a retelling of it there. But I could imagine that. Can you, if you were to go out to eat with a couple date, you and Tucker, and one of your Tucker's friends brings his girlfriend along, and she's basically wearing duct tape?
Yeah, I mean,
would you say something?
Obviously, I have that kind of personality. Especially if I've had a couple drinks, I'm gonna be like, "So, what's going on here?
What's up with the duct tape?"
Also, you know, not also. I was gonna say, actually, I would probably say, "I'm sorry, but I cannot stop staring at your boobs."
It's okay for a girl to say that, though, I feel like.
If she showed up, if this imaginary person showed up to dinner and was wearing nipple covers and no top, I don't think there's a problem with me saying that.
Okay. Is there a problem with a guy saying that? Mm. Well, there's a longer pause there.
I don't know the correct answer for that. Because that is flat out distracting. And most restaurants, it says, no shirt, no service.
Between the two of us, you're more of the germaphobe. As a germaphobe in the room, is that unsanitary to like eat with somebody while you're naked?
I don't think like the boobs are doing anything.
Okay. I don't know. I always think it's weird too when strip clubs like serve food.
I don't know. That doesn't really weird me out.
Because it just like pictures like naked people walking around.
Yeah.
Your food.
I don't know. That doesn't, maybe if they're like farting.
I remember when we went to a company outing at Diamonds. Was it Diamonds that we went to?
Yeah, that was so fun.
They had a crock pot. I'm like, what do they make in that crock pot? Who is ordering that the crock pot stuff?
First of all, I discovered the crock pot.
Right, but we all had
over and I was like, you guys, there is a crock pot with mystery something, like mystery meat, and there is a sticky ladle on the counter. Like, what's in the crock pot?
Well, they also had... they also had banners up at Diamond saying that they did DoorDash or whatever the delivery service was. I'm like, who is DoorDashing Diamond's food?
Well, maybe they did a ghost kitchen type thing where it was like wacky wings.
I don't know. Well, shouts to
the Diamond's kitchen.
Shouts to Roxy Hart, who we played her song.
Mm-hmm.
She worked there and she told me that there's somebody, I forgot what it is, but there's somebody that cooks.
She told you?
Somebody cooks really well over there, and they would cook different things in the crock pot. And she said the secret is, if you're going to buy food there, don't go up to the bar because they'll charge you more. Talk to one of the dancers. And if you're talking to one of the dancers, they'll give you a deal.
That is amazing.
Inside scoop right there.
Well, we're leaving crockpot season.
Well, next time, was it a crockpot or a rice cooker? It was a crockpot.
It was a crockpot.
Well, next time we all go up to Bangor for a concert, we'll stop in.
We'll have to see what they have.
We'll see what the crockpot special is at Diamonds. JoJo Siwa admitted to spending tens of thousands of dollars on cosmetic procedure after saying she is insecure. She was asked to name the most expensive thing she was wearing, to which she replied, "My teeth."
Can I just say that when I read this headline, I was thinking of JoJo Siwa and I was like, what the heck has she had done? And the first thing I thought of was the teeth.
Did she have bad teeth before? I don't remember.
No, but you can spot a veneer a mile away.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. She said, "These mother blankers cost me $50,000, referring to the veneers. The 20-year-old is currently in the middle of a rebrand, if you didn't know. Last Friday, she dropped a wild music video for her new song, Karma, an extreme departure from the kid-friendly persona she's played since finding Dance Mom's fame in 2015. The music video is currently number one on YouTube with over 14 million views.
Have you watched?
I have not watched, but I have seen clips on TikTok of people making fun of it.
Well, everyone's always going to make fun of her, unfortunately. I thought it was actually really cool that JoJo paid and
choreographed her music video. She paid for the video because her label said no. She told them her vision and they said, that's going to be too expensive. We're not doing that. And so she paid for it herself. And I watched it and I said, you know what? We have to hand it to her. She wanted to do it. She paid for it. Good for her. This is what she wants to do.
I feel like she's set for life, right? If she handles her finances from when she was I know the kid stars all have drama, but she was like touring, sold out arenas. I remember she came here. She came here and was sold out. It was crazy. At this point, she's just like, I'm trying to live the best rest of my life that I have. And I'm only 20 years old.
Well, she's ready to grow up.
Last thing for Dirty on 30, Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday 2 tour has become the highest grossing female rap tour of all time.
Wow.
Touring data reports that Nicki's tour has grossed $34.9 million, having sold 220,000 tickets. Minaj saw the news and thanked her fans on Instagram.
So I just want to thank everybody that's been coming out. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that this tour, I mean, I did keep saying, oh, it's going to be this, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But let me tell you something. The other component that I didn't factor in was you guys, your energy.
I will say this much, the energy from the fans that were at the show at the TD Garden that we went to, absolutely bananas. It was probably the wildest crowd that I've seen at a show.
The energy was so insane. Even though it was 1 a.m, I did not feel tired.
No, I felt tired on that drive home.
On the drive home when the music stopped and the lights came on. But that was the first time for the whole concert on a school night where I was like, yeah!
Also, she does hits throughout the whole show, but she really saves the like, massive, massive hits for the end and just hits you like Moment for Life, Starships, Super Bass. And then she like ends with Everybody, bang, 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 and really hits you with those. All your energy is up at that point when the show ends.
And something else cool, you and I got some merch, of course. You also got some merch, but the shirt that you got when I was looking up her merch and stuff, I was like, wait, what's that shirt? Because I haven't seen that before. And it's a picture of her, and on the back it says sold out Minaj, because she's selling out like every show. So it was like a special shirt made. So that's it, you have a one of a kind.
Oh, why didn't you? The funny thing is,
I know you like got mad at me because I was like, sir, bring that over here. I would like to see what that one is. And you were like, no, I wanted that one. I was like, I'm just looking.
It was the one shirt that didn't say Gag City all over it.
No, actually, I got the one shirt that didn't say Gag City because I had already known which one I wanted going into it. But I was like, I haven't seen this one. What's this?
I feel like your collection is like you want the tour shirt that has the dates on it.
I do.
Right.
That's now, what I was checking for, because Sold Out Minaj said Sold Out Minaj. It didn't have the tour dates on it. And I want the tour dates because one day I want to have this like whole collection and be like, flip it over in the back. Yep, I was at that show right there. Scroll down. I got the shirt down to
prove it. Well, Nicki Minaj isn't done yet, by the way. She's got tour dates all the way into July. And in fact, she's going back for seconds tonight at the TD Garden. She's going to be out there. So congrats to Nicki on breaking that record. That's your Dirty on 30, man. How to Main by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
USHERRAYMOND. We got Usher tickets. We're giving them away. It's 7 o'clock. If you'd rather Usher sing the hits to you live, then you call or text right now, 207-807-1104, and answer our Would You Rather. Would you rather join a fight club that meets once a month or a book club
that meets every day?
I would rather be in the fight club.
I knew you were going to say that.
I've witnessed book club drama, and I can't imagine that on a daily basis.
What? People aren't reading the material?
They're not reading the material. They're showing up, or they're missing the book club meeting, and then it's, is anyone taking this serious?
Not really.
Haley in Auburn, would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
Probably be in a fight club.
You don't want to read that bad?
Nope.
It's also very time consuming too when you think about it. Book club's at least an hour, right? So you have to plan an hour out of your day versus an hour of getting beat up. I'd rather just get beat up.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Stephanie in Biddeford, the question is,
would you rather be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
Well, we don't talk about fight club, so...
You know, I do know that saying, but I have not seen Fight Club yet.
Wow.
There's a lot of classic movies that people recite lines from, and I'm like, I can match the movie to the phrase, but have not seen the movie yet.
First of all, that was a well-played answer, Stephanie. I appreciate that.
Second of all, move that to the top of your list, Tara. I don't know what other garbage you have on there about mannequins and mermaids and stuff.
Roadhouse.
Definitely above Roadhouse. Lacey and Sacco, would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
Fight club all day. Fight club.
It's amazing that Fight Club has been the number one answer to this. Why are you going Fight Club?
I mean, I actually really like to read, but I don't really like people that much, so I'm not sure if I'd want to see them once every day.
Oh, good point. And, you know, sometimes you read a book and you really love it, and then someone says, oh my gosh, I hate that book. And you say, I don't really care. I liked it. Like, there's no need to discuss.
Yeah, with Fight Club, you don't really have to talk about it. You just
right.
about it, right?
You fight it out.
Yeah, and if you don't like people, you can beat up people in Fight Club, so it's perfect.
Exactly. It gives you that one time every month to just let it all out.
Okay, Ron from Biddeford, would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
That's actually a really hard question. I'm going to take the book club, though.
Really? Okay, first book club answer.
Okay, you're the first person that said book club. Why are you going book club?
Because as much as I love MMA, and I even like to fight a little, I like to spar a little bit, but I don't like to get hit. So,
yeah, who does?
Even once, and I'm not trying to be in the ER once a month getting my face fixed and all that good stuff. So, and also my girlfriend's an avid reader, so it'd have something to keep us, you know, we'd have in common.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so you guys,
every day.
You guys would join the book club together.
Yeah, even if she doesn't, I'm doing that instead of getting punched in the face.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. All right, we're going to put you in the running for the Usher tickets. We have until 9, and we're going to call back our winners.
All right.
Kaylee in SoPo, would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
So I can see both sides, but with having kids, I'd pick a book club so that way I have an excuse to get out of the house.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to go with book club so that I'm not in my kids' pickup line with a black eye every single month.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I think the fight club, I wouldn't want to get punched and I wouldn't be very good at it. And I'm not a good reader either, but it would be an excuse to be out of the house every day.
I mean, if you started book club every day, your reading skills would definitely increase.
Yeah, you'd become a good reader.
Yeah, I would catch on.
What do you think's a better skill to have? A fighter or able to fight or being able to read?
A fighter. For sure.
Really? I was going to say being able to read. You go to a restaurant, you can't read the menu.
Read.
Well, you could read basic, like menus. I'm not saying being completely illiterate.
Oh.
avid reader versus being a good fighter.
I'm still going to go with reading.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say fighting.
I guess it depends on where you live.
Sandy in Lebanon, would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
Fight club once a month because you get out your aggression and your anger to anybody who's pissed you off for the week before. And also, book club just reminds me of my last job for a leader that was stuck in the 1970s. Used to try and make us read a book and have to report out on it. So absolutely no book club.
What was your job?
I was a leader too for under her, and for some reason she just thought it was great to take like books from the 1980s on management style, make you read it, and then report out to her about, you know, what you learned and how you were going to change. Yeah, no, absolutely not. I couldn't stand it then, and I certainly couldn't do it now. But Fight Club, you can get your exercise, you get your cardio, you can take out all your aggression on your kids or anybody who pissed you off for the week. So totally Fight Club.
See, I said Fight Club, I'm just going to take the ass kicking, but it sounds like you're going to be doing the ass kicking in Fight Club.
I might probably get my ass kicked as well, but, you know, at least I'll have fun doing it.
Imagine if you told me I had to read a book every week and do a report on it. I feel like you wouldn't even want to have that meeting with me.
I do have a couple sales books that I think you would benefit from.
Yeah, well, everyone has room for improvement.
They're called opportunities. Somebody said, I'm in a book club, but the hack is we just never meet. See, that's the problem with book club. Everybody ends up fighting over the meeting time and they can't make it.
Wait, so they're reading the books? And they're assigning the books, but then they never discuss.
I bet you they're not even. I bet you half the reason why they don't meet is because half of them are like, oh, we got to meet tomorrow and I haven't even started the book.
Hi, this is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. This is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We have a would you rather for you. Would you rather
be in a fight club that meets once a month or a book club that meets every day?
Oh, fight club monthly, 100%.
And why?
So I am in a book club, and it is all the drama that Ryan mentioned earlier.
Seriously?
And maybe I'll just turn the book club into the fight club.
Oh, what a thought.
Yeah, it's It's a lot. It's work.
So are you the one that's slacking in the group, or do you always have the book read?
No, I always have the book read, but like, I'm just not, I mean, I don't really care who reads it and who doesn't. Like, it's really just to get together and have drinks, in my opinion. So it doesn't matter. But there are definitely some sticklers in the group, so it can get a little dicey.
That's funny. Are you trying to win the Usher tickets?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, we picked your text. We're hooking you up. You're going. Congratulations. In August, you're going to be heading down to the TD Garden to see Usher.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. You're the best.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
The eclipse is behind us. You ready for the next big chaotic scene?
What is it?
Stanley and Starbucks have teamed up for another new cup.
Oh, no.
This one is going to be for the spring. It's a 40-ounce quencher cup. It's like a light blue. Have you seen a picture of it?
Gorgeous. Nice, nice. What do they call that kind of blue?
Cloud blue, maybe? I don't know. This one's...
not quite periwinkle.
This article just describes it as a light blue tumbler.
Dusty blue?
That's what I could
baby
see.
Blue?
Nah, it's not really baby blue. Because dusty blue seems like a more accurate description of what I'm looking at here. It's going to cost...
I think I got it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Is it powder blue?
Light powder blue? Could you say
is
light...
Is this powder? Is this the blue? Powder blue? Would you say?
Well, if I'm going by the...
I'm looking at this one.
How do you say it? Pantone?
That says powder blue.
But what? How do you say the company that does it?
I say Pantone.
Pantone. It's a little darker. The powder blue is a little darker on that Pantone than on the cup.
Okay, I'm looking at HTML color codes, and this one says powder blue, and I think that's the color of the cup.
All right, powder blue then. We'll go with that. $49.95, and the cup could be yours. You also have to fight
that's
everybody
so
off.
That's so expensive for a cup.
Fight Club at your local Target or Starbucks location. They haven't actually said where it's going to be or when it's going to be available yet, but... It looks like they're going to do the ticketing system.
I have an unpopular opinion about the Stanley Cups. I was gifted one for Christmas, and I have a really hard time drinking out of it because the straw is like too wide, and I would rather just not. When I do use it, I don't use the straw. But then it's like I need to have a lid on it. You can't get as much water when the lid is on it. So I've been struggling with my Stanley Cup, and I feel very alone in that because I think everyone
loves
theirs.
I don't think you're alone. I think the Stanley Cups are deeply flawed, and that because of the hype around them, people are ignoring these flaws.
I would like a skinnier straw, please.
One of the main flaws that I find is that you could find a much cheaper cup that keeps your ice colder, your drinks colder for longer. Ice melts pretty quickly in a Stanley Cup.
Do you have a legit Stanley Cup and it's doing that?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, Maura does.
I was going to say, it stays pretty icy in mine.
Well, I have a cup and she has one. This is why I know. And we'll fill up ours with ice and water. Her ice is gone. My ice lasts in my cup for days.
Well, maybe there's lead in yours. There's lead in your off-brand cup.
No, mine's actually made by Stanley. The one that you're looking at right now is made by Stanley. It's just not the 40-ounce quencher cup.
May I?
Yeah.
This looks to me like a thermos. Like, this is for hot drinks. This doesn't look like it was made for cold drinks.
Well, it keeps it cold.
It doesn't say what it... But this looks like a thermos. Like, you would put hot chocolate
in
that.
My ice stays in there longer than the ice in hers. That's all I have to say.
Interesting.
And she has complained too about it because she's had no name cups in the past. And she's like, I think she's really tied to the brand name of the fact that it's a Stanley cup.
Probably.
And I'm like, why don't you just go back to your old cup? No.
Okay, but this thermos is Stanley brand. And you got this a few years ago before Stanley cups got super popular. So I wonder if they've changed the material. So you have an older one. So the ice is not melting.
Right.
She has a new one.
Ice
Maybe
is melting.
They're cheaping out and using different... I would want to say ingredients. It's not ingredients.
I know what you're using.
Metal.
Metal cost, whatever. Anyways, $49.95, you can get the powder blue.
That is so expensive for a cup.
Starbucks and Stanley. Maybe use your Starbucks points at the new Starbucks that has opened up right across the street from
perhaps.
Us.
Perhaps. There's probably a loophole for that one because it's a collab. It probably says like you can't use your points to redeem for.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, they
for that one.